I'm Danielle McCartan here with Jim Laritz, yet again at a Mint Pros and Jay Irwin Productions event. So what is the best part about being here at an event like this?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, number one, the money that we're raising for all the charities and things like that, but also the opportunity to meet all the fans. And all these people that have been our fans for years and can be a part of it.
Do they ever come up with a story that you're like, oh God, I didn't remember that?
A couple of them, not too many of them, because most of them are the home runs and the things like that. But you know, every now and then you'll get a guy that comes up, and a guy came up today. What was the story he told me? He was on the subway that Derek Jeter and I took to the 96 parade. He got up and gave my wife the seat for her to sit down. So
you and Derek Jeter took a subway to the 96 parade?
Well, that's a story in itself. Yeah, that's Derek's biggest fear ever. He never took the subway. And we woke up late that morning, and we grabbed the police officer, and we said, listen, can we get an escort down to the parade? He's like, you're not going to make it right there on the streets. Everybody closed everything off. He said, the only way you're going to make it is subway. And I said, okay, let's go. Now, I took the subway every day. To me, it was no big deal. But he was like, I don't know about this. I said, Derek, I'm putting my wife and my two-year-old.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let's go. So we all went, got on the subway, and took the subway down. And yeah, one of the guys here, and he said, yeah, you know, you came on. You all were standing up. You had your son with you. I let your wife have a seat. I'm like, okay, that's
cool. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's a cool story.
Yeah. So
but getting to the 96, you were here for the 96 reunion.
Yes.
I was in the bleachers. You were on the field. Yeah. What was that like to be
back?
That's
a pretty special day. I mean, we had not been together with more than 20, 25 guys since Joe Torre's 10th anniversary dinner that he had. And, it was pretty neat to see some of the guys that you hadn't seen in 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
But it was a great turnout, great day for us to be able to celebrate and be back together and, enjoy.
Was it just like old times?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once you get together like that, it's like, it was like yesterday that we were all together.
Yeah.
Tim Raines and those guys just cracking the jokes and we had a good time.
What did you get to speak with any of the younger players there? Did you impart any of your wisdom onto the younger players?
Well, that's one of the things that I wish they would do more. I mean, we really never got a chance to see any of the current players. We did go into the locker room for a little bit, but not too many of them came by. I mean, CeCe Sabathia was there and a couple other guys, but we didn't really get to see. It was actually the day of the youth movement when they both came up and they both hit the home run that day.
So. Yeah, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
That was crazy. So you are also Andy Pettit's personal catcher. How do you develop such a special connection with a pitcher like that?
Yeah, well, it started the year before. You know, when Andy first got called up in 95, him and Mike Stanley weren't clicking. Right. And he asked Buck Showalter to have me catch him once. And for some reason, he pitched really well and I clicked. And from that point on, I became his personal catcher. And it was just like, again, it was just something that we could read each other's personalities as far as, completely different personalities, but somehow they meshed together.
That's kind of cool. So midway through his career, towards the end, he had a change from being such a fastball pitcher to more of a location guy. How did you help him along in that process?
Well, yeah, by then I was gone.
Yeah.
But I know one of the things that when he first came up, he didn't throw that hard.
Right.
So he had to learn to pitch. Then he got a little bit stronger, a little bit better, and then I think maybe what he learned in 95 and 96, he went back to and was able to be able to, to carry that over.
Now, this is a current event here. The MLB plans to add, or they're thinking of adding pitchers to the Home Run Derby. What is your opinion?
I heard that this year with Bumgarner and some of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't, if I'm an owner of a team or, a manager of a team, I know it doesn't happen.
No.
I don't want, we're trying to take the pitchers away from running the bases and hitting because of the injuries. There's no way that I would let, again, you see a guy like Bumgarner, you see a guy like that, you say, okay, yeah, he can hit home runs during the season, but the Home Run Derby, there's all types of risks that are involved in that.
Of course, yeah.
I would never let my guys do it.
So we talked a little bit last time about the charity. So what are you up to now? You were just talking a little bit, you have sports marketing.
Yeah, I went to a company called Sports One Marketing with Warren Moon's company. A guy named David Meltzer. It's a sports marketing company designed with platforms to raise money for charities and foundations through different types of sponsorships. We work with a lot of stadiums. I'll be at the Barclays for about 34 events this year.
Cool.
Yeah, and so that's one of the companies, and the other one is still out here on Long Island with Pink Tie, which is a first equity title company that has a philanthropic arm called Pink Tie that raises money for all charities and foundations throughout Long Island and New York.
And Pink Tie does a little work here with breast cancer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That's great. So I'm Danielle McCartan. This is Jim Laritz, and thanks for watching.
Thank you.